Kids, if you have a little paper from your Sabbath school class, I simply want you to write on there, God is love. You can write the title on there as well if you'd like, but just write on there too that God is love. And folks, today I want to share with you three words about love. Two that we often look at and we explore on a regular basis, and probably you've heard me say them and share them, and the verses that I'm going to use to explain or to tell you a little bit about these loves. So if you could be patient with me for just a minute. I know you've heard of agape love. And we spend a lot of time looking at this agape love. And Romans 5:8 says, but God commends his love toward us that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. The measure of that love to us would appear to be, seem to be a bit reckless. God takes his only begotten son, the one and only Jesus Christ, and offers him not just a gift for us to have and to dwell with and to be with, but he offers them in this sense. And I know you've heard it. I know it's not a new news. Rather, it's an old story. It's the best story. It's the best thing. God commended his love toward us that while we were yet sinners, Caleb spoke of it, while we hate God, God says, the Father says, here's my son. He's going to die and pay the price. This is agape love. While we are yet not realizing and understanding and taking hold of what we need, God still gives what we need. That's agape love. We're rejecting it. God's still giving it. It wasn't a surprise to God. Oh, they're going to reject him. I'm going to give this love. Oh, and now they're rejecting. It wasn't a surprise. While we were yet actively sinning, being wrong, hating God, this is agape love. And I know we spend a lot of time there. I know you know about agape love. I want to talk to you about another love. And this love is described in the Greek word phileo or Philadelphia. And this is the love that I think about. Craig, I think about this with my fishing buddies. We have something in common. We're united. These are my brothers. We can go and do and we can relate to one another. I think about other situations where people that I can connect to. Pastor Lauren, you embarrassed me. I'm going to embarrass you, my brother. At youth camp, he did this and he even made the statement, I know you're going to get me back. I'm going to do his favorite thing. I love you, brother. I thought about waiting for his birthday, but I just can't wait. I'm thinking about this brotherly love, phileo, Philadelphia, where you have a common bond, and this brother of mine that I've just known for less than a year, or right about a year this time last year, I felt a connection with him that I have this brotherly love with that fella, and I'm happy to tell everyone I meet about it because I love him. He is my brother. And I know that you know about this kind of love. You get it. You have your connections. You have your brotherhoods. You have your community. You have your fellowship. You have your people that you go fishing with. You go shopping with. I don't know that that needs to come into the conversation of love. With the glare, yes, we'll allow it. Okay. I know that you know about that love. Well, then what's the title about, Pastor Tim? That love, that brotherly love. And I want to read to you, and before I go on to that, the love that I don't want us to miss. It's not a new thing, brothers and sisters, but it's something that I know I haven't spent a lot of time there. In 1 Thessalonians, while we're still talking about this phileo or Philadelphia, this love, 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4, verse 9 says, but as touching brotherly love, you need not that I write unto you. And we're hearing this letter from Paul. It's about sanctification. Abstain from this, do that, do that. He goes on there, and you can read that whole book, that whole chapter, but he goes on there and comes to verse 9 and says, but as this Philadelphia, this phileo love, I know that you know about it. And I'm telling you that today. I know that you know about it. For ye yourselves are taught of God to love one another. We sang beautiful songs about God's love, how he loves us, how great he is, what he's done for us, who he is for us. I know that ye yourselves are taught of God to love one another, and indeed, verse 10, and indeed ye do it toward all the brethren which are all in Macedonia. But we beseech you, brethren, that ye increase more and more. More and more. And you drop down a couple of verses, verse 12, that you may walk honestly toward them that are without, those that, the strangers, that ye may have lack of nothing. Walk honestly, walk decently, walk in love, if you will, if we can stretch it to there, towards those that are those strangers. And I could wrap it up real quick and just say, what that means is I need to go fishing with somebody who's not my buddies. I need to have that connection somewhere outside of this community. Why? Because we have something that we don't have to wonder about. Do they need what we have? If I'm still in that mindset, do we have something that others need? If I'm still wondering about that, trying to answer that question, then let's just stay right here for a while. Because I want boldness and courage and confidence to overflow this entire body to be able to answer that question and realize it with matter of fact, no doubt about it. We have Jesus Christ, and everyone needs Jesus. I don't care who you are and how opposed you are to him. Matter of fact, while I was yet opposed, sinning, hating God, God sent you a gift in Jesus, showing us that love. We're backed up to agape for a minute. In this verse that Paul's saying, I understand you know about brotherly love and you're doing well. Keep it up. More and more, though, are some words that come into play. More and more in this community of faith, this family of faith, more and more, even when it says, what about those that are without, those that are the strangers? And then I want to share another verse, a few verses. 1 Peter chapter 3. And before I go to those verses and read them, this love that I don't want us to miss, it's not wild and crazy like apart, but it's intertwined in both of these loves that I've shared with you already. And there's a couple of about three different speakers and authors that I want to quote to you. One is John Phillips says this about this love. It carries the idea of making much of a person. John MacArthur says about this love, the one that I don't want to miss. I don't want us to miss it. He says this, expresses the ideal kind of love exercised by will and not emotion. And finally, author Jean Getz says this about this love, doing what is right and best for someone, even if it involves negative feelings. Oh, the first two were okay, Pastor Tim, but then you had this Gene guy, you had to quote him. Well, we're not going to leave it right there. I love quotes, but I think it's based in a biblical truth. See, this other love that I don't want us to miss. I don't want to miss for myself. I don't want you to miss it. We're family. We're in the living room together. We're having fellowship. We're having times of praise and worship. We're united. We're connected. And everyone in this congregation, we are a part of one another. Pastor Lauren said it before. He said it at conference. I need you. You need me. We need each other. I know he didn't say it exactly like that, but that's what you said. It's pretty close. I didn't write it down. With all these other quotes, I could have put Pastor Lauren in there, couldn't I? What are we talking about? This love. We got agape, we got phileo. This love, 1 Peter 3. This is agapeo or agapo. How do you say that? Somebody help me. It's A-G-A-P-A-O. Say it again. Agapaho. Did I say it right? Kinda. All right. Thank you, Brother Calvin. That love. And the good thing is I don't have, I can still not miss it if I don't know how to say it. Because we're going to learn about it just a little bit, brothers and sisters. And this last quote, I want you to pay attention to that. Doing what is right and best for someone, even if it involves negative feelings. 1 Peter 3, starting with verse 8. It says, finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one another, having compassion one of another. Listen to this. I was trying to get to this phrase faster and I got all tangled up. Love as brethren. You know what that means to me, brothers and sisters? You may not be my brother. I'm not talking to any of you. Or am I? You think about that. I may head out this door and I may see somebody. I may see someone that I've never met before. I may see a brother that's been riding his bike through here a couple times and we're saying, hey, how you doing? What are you doing? Just coming to pray. I know his first name and that's all. Love as brethren. Do I have to wait to connect and to find a common ground before I can begin to love? Not when we're encouraged to the, say it, agapao love. Love as brethren. Search for a common ground. And love while you're searching. Connect while you're looking. You may not know how to fish, and I might. There's a couple of kids from yesterday that still wonder about that because we caught nothing. I remind you, we were just talking about fishing, not catching. But I might come to you, and you may not know this thing, and if you did, we would have an immediate connection. Oh, I'm sorry. I can't expend any energy or love towards you because we're not connected. This love says take your energy and connect even if there's no billboard, no road sign marquee going, woo, you're connected. What have we been singing about? What have we received from God? Agape. What do we feel amongst our family as we sit in our living room together, phileo? But how is it that this thing about what God has done for us, regardless of our attitude, what is it that we're going to be able to express and give our energy toward when it comes to others who don't, maybe they don't have a clue. Maybe they do have a clue and they put their hand up to it. We don't know. But this love that we must not miss is the love that says, don't wait for your buddies just to have someone to love. Don't wait for your family. Look everywhere. Look around you. Look to the left, to the right. Look in the place of work. Look in the young people. You have been talking to us about why can't it be like youth camp here at church? When clearly God is God and His love is real no matter where we are. Oregon, Oklahoma, Michigan, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. God is God, even if we do these things or we don't do these other things. I don't know how to play an instrument. He does. She doesn't. It doesn't matter. Are we going to spend our time looking for an opportunity to connect and laying down ourselves to say, it may not be my thing? How many of us have that ever said that? That's not my thing. I don't do that. Not my cup of tea. Really, it smell? Not my cup of tea. Not my cup of coffee. Yeah, I could do that, but ooh, the great outdoors are wonderful through the window. I don't like driving long distances. I don't like standing up and singing. I don't like vegetables. I don't know. Whatever it might be. Are you willing to do something that you may not be particularly fond of in order to connect with somebody else? I know this is going to get me in trouble because I have friends that like to ride motorcycles. They're probably, if somebody plays this message for them, they're going to call me and say, all right, you said it, let's go riding. I'll say, okay, give me a helmet, I'll ride on the back with somebody pulling me. No, I think I ought to just buck up and connect. This is the love that I don't want us to miss. I don't think, and it's not about me, it's not about me saying I don't want us to miss. I think that God wants us to get this. Listen as we read on. Love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous, not rendering evil for evil, it says. Railing for railing. And now we're going to get into the tough stuff of what love is. Contrarywise, blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called that ye should inherit a blessing. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him eschew or shun or depart from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. And all these are wonderful words, brothers and sisters. These are wonderful words. These are great things. And we're all raising our hands. Yes, sir. I want to get away from evil. I want to return in Romans 12:21, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good, right? Yes, amen. Praise God for that. We're all in our hearts, we're probably lifting our hands, and we're going, hey, number one, that's what I want to do. But listen, in brotherly love, it is a whole picture that you might see and be ready to go with. But when it comes to this agape love, I know I didn't say it right. When it comes to this agape love, yes, it takes on a new thing. Don't return evil for evil. You know what that means, brothers and sisters? That means love keeps no record of wrongs. That means that love, even when you feel slighted, you feel like that you have been damaged or pushed down, you have been in some ways degraded, even opposed, oppressed, destroyed even in certain things. That means in those times, don't return the same thing. Go to the opposite. Go to the thing where we actively are doing. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave. Now that is agapeo, his only begotten son that we might inherit eternal life or have everlasting life. It takes us to a point where we realize agape love, but the action of God, excuse me, God's telling me to maybe wrap it up. The action of God is this middle love that we must not miss. It takes us into action. Did you know that God displayed this love in his action, in his word, in his gift giving, that while we're not something that I don't think he's going to connect. Matter of fact, I know he's not. So light and darkness don't connect. Did that stop him from loving us? Now, God had this amazing, wonderful privilege. He's perfect in justice. He's full of justice and righteousness. And God took this gift that he was able to give us in Jesus Christ and find a common ground. Now, it just happened to be this. The common ground was, we have a need. I can fill your need completely. How will others know about filling that need except that we don't share it as an example in the way we live our life? The love that we must not miss is this agape love that propels us into action, loving, even, here's a big word, one of the things I'm going to share with you that comes from that one statement, do what's best, right and best for someone, even if it involves negative feelings. That might mean the same forgiveness that God shows us. At the core of forgiveness is this love. Based in will, not emotion. Based in decision, not what I think is the make me feel good. I can go home and sit in my living room all day, be around people that I love and I care about. And I'm going to do my very best to serve them and to love them and to encourage them and instruct them in the right way. It gets a little more challenging when you come to this living room, but it's still our living room. We're a lot of different people. I can stay in my living room at home and witness a lot of brokenness and heartbreak. Can you do the same in your living room at home? I know we all can because we are all broken and we all need this love. But the thing is, we come to this living room and the level and the diversity of brokenness gets in our face sometimes and we clash with it. Brothers and sisters, what are we going to do about it when the scripture says, don't take this evil and overcome it with the same thing? It says, actively love, actively encourage, be supportive, do what is best and right for a person, even if it includes negative feelings. What does that mean we have to do? Set aside my feelings and choose the same way that God chose. He commended his love toward us that while we were yet sinners, and while he yet didn't feel like agape, he agapeo. You with me? Don't miss this love, brothers and sisters. Because this love is community. This love recognizes that we are one people, one blood, one people, having the same need for Jesus. Don't miss this love. This love is a love that leads us to transformation and daily renewing of our mind in Christ. This love, it takes us there because not by emotion will we let that overrule, override, and confuse us, but by choice we will know and understand what God has done for us in all of these loves and let it be a part of us. Don't miss this love because this is community. This is community. Don't miss this love because this love compels us to embrace the Great Commission. Amen. To go, to teach, to preach, to baptize. What an easy thing it would be to sit in our living room and get involved in the Great Commission right here, where about 95%, 99%, I don't know the number. If you don't know Jesus, come to the altar, let's pray right now. But how easy it would be when here we are in a captivated, captured audience who came for the purpose of, I'm interested. How easy it would be to share this, not miss this love here. Yet we still do sometimes, don't we? Brothers and sisters, sometimes we do. Stop. That's all I can say. Actively love when it's hard. Pursue this love when it seems like I shouldn't have to. Maybe you shouldn't, but God didn't have to do what he did. But he did it because of love. how easy it would be to sit in this living room and just embrace this great commission with our phileo brotherly love. It's safe, isn't it? For the most part. Let's seek this love and not miss it. I believe God wants this living room to grow. But there's something about growing that has to start right inside here. And remember, it goes beyond emotion. It goes beyond the ought to's. It goes beyond that, well, I shouldn't have to. And it goes right to choosing what is right and best for somebody else. Even if it's hurtful. Pretty sure God's love coming full circle through the life and death of Jesus Christ was hurtful. Jesus cried. I'm sure his father was heartbroken. But the only thing worse was allowing all of his other children to perish with no hope of something more. Could we look at it that way? If I miss this love, what will it cost? What will it cost me? If we miss this love, what will it cost someone else? Don't miss this love. 1 John 4, as we close this portion of this message. Beloved, let us love one another. Verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. Some of you have memorized that maybe since you were a little kid. It's the foundation of our family. It's the root, health, wealth, and togetherness of this family. Don't miss this love. Amen.